weekdays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
It'll have to do, PJ.
It'll have to do. See, that's what we always say.
Yes.
Everything we do is... And that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, I was going to say an age thing. It's not an age thing. I was going to lie and give an explanation for my lack of care about perfectionism. But that is kind of the ethos of life when it comes to me, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why we get into it, but it'll do. I'm a very much it'll do person. It'll be grand. I don't care if it works out. Type of person. If I'm talking about anything here,
yeah.
You're a perfectionist. You beat yourself up. You're always like, what if I give the wrong answer, even though the question hasn't got a right answer?
Yeah.
What if
it's only your opinion, but I still give the wrong opinion?
Yeah. You're there. What if the opinion I give is frowned upon in some way by some person of the many thousands that will?
Yeah.
Like, here's an example, right? Every so often, and what has happened very recently, we've been asked to do the same interview for a newspaper, but separately, right?
Yeah.
So, I have done, and it's about your favourite matches or sporting moments that you've enjoyed through your life, right?
Yeah.
So, I sat down and rattled off the first five things that I could think of. And now, a week later or whatever, I think, I don't even know if I believe that. But I did it, you know, it's whatever. I mentioned that at the time.
I was just going to say, was any of it actually true? Or was
it was all true.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, today I'd give different answers. Tomorrow I'd give different answers. Whereas,
yeah.
Jim, he's next to do it. And Mother of Jesus, oh my God, the Bible is a novella compared to the amount of thought that I know you'll put into it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll be crippled with anxiety thinking, oh,
Jim. What was I say that? And it turns out it was the following day.
Wait a minute now. Is it things I did myself? Because that'll be embarrassing. Or is it things I enjoyed at the time?
Yeah.
Because they might be too far away. Oh, I don't know if people will get their reference. Oh, can you say other sports other than football? Would tennis be acceptable? I fucking hate tennis. Oh, my God. I don't know what you're doing. Oh, you. And you'll batter yourself.
I do. No, you're right. The perfection, which is weird, because I'm not perfect at anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's... And it does ruin your
nobody
life.
Nobody is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It ruins your life.
Well, there's like five people on earth who are perfect at one thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the rest of us.
That's what I'm saying. So you'd imagine you'd get used to imperfection. You'd imagine you'd get used to not just imperfection, but you'd imagine you'd get used to being positively, at best, moderate.
I have.
At everything.
I very much
have. But I should have done
you
that.
You can't.
Whereas, and the gas thing is, I remember, believe it or not now, this came from a teacher when I was a kid in school. A teacher once turned around and said, and it sounded very deep and meaningful at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Said, turned around and said, it was an engineering teacher, I think it was, and he said, give a job, only give a job the accuracy it requires. That sounds very, doesn't
very
it, Dalai
fancy.
Lama?
Yeah, no. It does, doesn't it?
But
yeah.
Basically, if you translate that, it means it'll do.
It'll do. It's grand.
That's the normal speak of it.
Make,
it'll do.
Yeah, do
you know
something.
What I mean? Does it work? Yeah. Well, then it'll do.
Do something to the level that you can get away with it and move on with your life. That's my whole theory of life, to be honest. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's why, you know. And it's funny because you get to a stage in your life now, you know, where, let's face it, we're over the hill, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say? They say life... I was watching The White Lotus and there's this analogy of life in it, right? And this fella, he's very wise. You know he's wise because he's a monk. And he's
they're
in the,
always
he's
wise.
In the yellow robe.
Although I don't know. I mean, well, Rasputin, he was very good. Now that I think about it, actually.
I know.
I don't know. He enjoyed himself. He was wise.
He did.
He was wise by my standards.
I know. He got executed.
He had a good run.
This wasn't a hairy monk. This was a bald monk. You know, the wise ones.
Right.
And he says, life is like, you know, when there's you drop something into the water and a drop comes up out of the water. And up until your middle of your life, it's rising. Then it hits a point where it sort of stops. And then it starts to fall. And then it goes back into the ethereal consciousness where it's no longer a drop anymore. It's just part of something bigger, you know.
Mm.
Now, we've just started falling back down.
Right.
So you start to think to
yourself... Some of us are nearer to the water than others.
I know. And it's not you. My Jesus, I'm always sick. And I'm like 30 years younger than him. I'm always sick. He's never sick. But never sick. It's somebody. He's the most resilient soul. I've never seen anything like it.
But you're saying that sounded now very Dalai Lama. You're not normally into that Dalai Lama carry on.
No,
you know,
no.
A water returning to the vast kind of lake of life and
no,
whatever.
No. And I'm only saying it because it suits me. Because it basically means that nothing really matters. Nothing's really that important. I mean, you know, you don't have to be worrying about things. I am who I am. I'm all of a sudden not going to discover a hidden talent, you know, at this stage.
You'd imagine it would have been unearthed by now.
Yeah. They're not going to suddenly invent a new thing on the internet and I'm going to go, well, this is the moment I've been waiting for. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, now it's got, you know, it's great to just live without ambition.
Like that quote there you gave from the White Lotus or whatever. It's great sometimes you come across those things, you go, oh my God.
Brilliant.
Oh God, that's great, isn't it?
Very wise.
That's a very, oh, very wise.
When I'm
very
in the mood, I'm in.
Right. And then you get these things, right? And there was one. And they're meant to be, you know, as you say, make yourself feel better about yourself, put it in perspective, all of that, stop catastrophizing and everything. And there was one that was doing the rounds for a while and it was like, you know, just think about how will you feel about this in like, you know, 5 years from now? Will this matter to you? You know what I mean? Like, you know, and the idea was, like, it's not that big a deal. It'll be forgotten about probably in a week or a month or whatever. In 5 years' time, will you still be worrying about this?
Yeah.
The trouble for me is, yes, I feckin'
will.
He will,
yeah, he will. He will. And that's the truth. He will.
Yeah.
He will. He'll find a way. He'll find a way to go, is that 5 years ago? Jesus Christ, is it? Oh my God.
Yeah.
You get a picture reminder.
Can't believe I did that.
And he won't have thought about it for 4.5 years, so it won't have been that important. Yeah. But you'll see the reminder on his phone and go, oh my God, remember that? Oh, gee, I'm not going to sleep a wink tonight. Thinking about that.
Yeah.
What could have been if I hadn't done that?
So I have to be a bit more selective now with my inspirational quotes.
Will I care about it after I'm dead? That's the way you have to go, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. What's it like after you're dead?
Yeah, who knows? What if I give the fella from the Irish Independent the wrong question answers?
Yeah, and it's published, you know, years after my death. And people are going, God, he was an awful fucking agent, wasn't he?
It's no wonder he passed away. That's a man, isn't it? That's no wonder that went.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I don't even know where I went, why I started on this, but it's definitely...
I tell you what it is.
Oh, yeah, perfectionism. You know, I was talking about perfectionism.
Yeah, and it's because you're tired. He's exhausted today.
I am.
He had an hour's kip or whatever.
An hour.
And that's what happens, you see, when you have only an hour's kip, as probably some of you know, you end up in this weird delirium.
You can't.
And which for PJ means
it's tough.
Suddenly he's going kind of all, you know, Dalai Lama and White Lotus and, you know, exploring the outer reaches of life and meaning and everything.
That's what happens with me. Most of the time I don't know what I'm on about. But when I only get an hour of sleep, I don't have the luxury of not caring. I have to be very specific about what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, because I'll come off the rails altogether. So the only time I ever make sense is through exhaustion, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and even then, not so much, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it is kind of like, don't they say that that sort of moment in between, whatever, waking or conscious and unconscious, that's where... Oh, like there's supposed to be loads of creativity and of your best ideas come.
Well, that explains. So you could be. I'm always semi-conscious.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You might be in like the most extended semi-conscious kind
I'm semi-conscious when I'm not tired.
We've discovered the secret of your genius. You're in this permanent semi-conscious state.
Yeah,
never quite in the world, but never quite asleep.
Yeah, he just can't think about what he's doing. That's all it is. Yeah. You just can't do it. You physically just can't do it. Yeah,
Jesus. This has gone very, whatever about White Lotus, this has gone very Black Mirror or something all of a sudden.
It is a bit like that. But that is the difference. You know, when you're such a perfectionist, you know, and you worry about stuff and everything, whereas I literally can't remember. You know, like we do the highlights of the show every day. Now, the show finishes at 10, right? The radio show finishes at 10. Now, at 10:05, right, we sit down and we go, right, what part of the show today was the standout bit that we can use as a promo or an ad for tomorrow's show? And not once have I ever remembered an iota, a moment, a joke, a whistle, a song, an ad, a fart, but not once, never.
Yeah.
You know, and people stop me in the street and go, that was very funny what you did the other day. And they'll tell me a joke. And I'll go, who did that? And they'll go, you did. I mean, when? Years ago? No, this morning.
Yeah.
Or they'll say...
that's the gas thing. Normally, when we're listening for that, or when we're trying to pick those things, normally, you're the one who set it. It is normally kind of like that, when PJ said the thing about, you know, falling off the edge of the bed or whatever. It's normally your thing.
But sure, it's the first time I hear it. That's why I like listening to these podcasts. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Brilliant.
I've no idea what's coming next, you know.
Yeah.
No, not really. No, not really.
Maybe I'm that... A, yeah. So literally, you know the way you're always
I'm a great fan of us.
Yeah. No, you're always going on and giving out about your ears.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe they can't literally hear you talking.
Maybe that's it. Isn't that a thing?
They're missing out on all the gags.
Yeah. Isn't that a thing? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My ears are just missing out on all the content. Yeah,
I tell you, I do agree with you about that thing of like when you listen back, you know, to stuff. If you do come across the podcast or whatever and you hear stuff back.
Oh.
It's amazing how you do actually kind of think that you're listening to somebody else.
Oh, I definitely do.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, I definitely do, yeah. I've
heard you do it before, obviously, because I was physically here.
We were here, yeah.
Yeah. But for some reason still, if I do come across it and I hear it back, it seems to strike me totally differently.
I was talking to a woman the other day, 3 days ago, and she told me that she met a friend of hers, and her friend said she met PJ and Jim at an event, and they were the rudest people in the world, right?
Hell, what?
And that we met, yeah, and that we were awful, and then she said that we were a couple and everything, right? And where, instead of me
a
thinking...
couple?
Yeah, instead of me thinking... This person is thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
Right? Initially. And I obviously, that became apparent. She was talking about someone else.
Yeah.
Instead of that, I sat there and went, Jesus, was that us? That was the first thing I thought. Was it us? Honestly, I was like, was it? Because my memory's so bad. And you know, and she goes, yeah, you did something for Vodafone or something. I was like, did we? No idea.
Yeah.
And then she's saying, we were really rude. I was like, are we? I've no idea. I couldn't remember. It wasn't until she says, and they were a couple, I went, right, well, I definitely know we don't live together. I know that much. I know that we're not a couple. You know, I've never, I've tried to kiss Jim many times, he's not having it. So I know we're not a couple.
So this person
and it was only then, she totally confused us, yeah. And there's some influencers.
Is that what influencers?
There's some influencers that have names similar to ours.
What a confusion that
is. And they're young and they're a couple and they do all this. And apparently they were on some thing. I don't know if it was to do with Vodafone, it was someone that used to work there. And they were very, very, very rude to her.
Wow.
But the problem is, she's been walking around for a year now saying, that PJ and Jim, I work
those
with them.
Those gay lads, PJ and Jim, they're fierce rude.
From Radio Nova are really rude. And they treated me really badly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like,
we've been slandered and we didn't even know about it.
It wasn't even us.
Does that qualify as slander?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does.
Is there any money in it for us?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
The person is there's no point in that.
We'll let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that sort of stuff happens all the time, isn't it?
But you're right. I mean, I do get that kind of thing. And I mean, for different reasons, right? With you, it's because it doesn't register with you at all. With me, it's because I'll always assume I'm in the wrong, right? So,
if somebody does... You'll be asking questions. You'll be saying, give me your address, I'll write your letter. But it wasn't you. I'll just tell her it wasn't you. No. It's not enough. I still feel like I should apologise.
That's what I was
You'd
thinking
be writing a letter. I'm so sorry, a man who has a name that sounds remotely like mine, who does a totally different job that I've never met, was rude to you. I'd just like you to know that I hate that. I don't hate him now after I apologise to him as well. But I hate that,
Wow. I tell you something, though. I am intrigued now to find out who they were. You're going to have to start. I mean, I don't know an awful lot about influencers, to be fair, so it'd be a struggle for me to find. So just.
I'll find out today. I'll find out who it is.
So it could be a sort of a TJ and.
TJ
John,
and.
Or a.
PJ
or
and Jumbo. Jumbo. John. Yeah, TJ and John.
Wow.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Who knows? If anybody knows who they are,
Warring Glory or whatever. Yeah,
you'll
like
have to let us know.
Yes, please do. Yeah. Because we'd love to hang out with them. They sound like they're great crack.
Anyway, right, is that enough carrying on, do you reckon?
I think it is, yeah.
I tell you something, I know it sounds like I'm in a hurry or something, it's just that the sun is shining.
The sun is shining,
I mean, which in Ireland, it is a sort of a...
alarm
bell.
Yeah, it's an alarm bell. You have to make the most of it. I'm just sorry that in this one podcast we did about not making a lick of sense, I unfortunately managed to not make a lick of sense, which I suppose is correct in this weird way.
Yeah.
But hey, also, listen, if you're listening to this and you didn't like it, just remember, TJ and Jumbo, we're on Instagram. We're getting married in a couple of years. You're all invited.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Getting closer and closer to holiday season. That doesn't really exist anymore, holiday season.
No,
all year round
the
now.
The same way.
It's kind of, you can, people are jetting off left, right, and centre. Or maybe there's an opportunity to go and discover Ireland a bit.
Oh, discover Ireland. And you, I know, I can hear you already. Discover Ireland! It'd be cheaper to discover the new continent and the moon. But, like, you know, they encourage people, get out there and do it. Have a look around. But and then when you realise how little of Ireland so many Irish people have seen, right? Mm. So just to put some figures on that, 3 in 4 Irish holidaymakers go abroad at least once a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means over a third of us have crossed the Atlantic to North America. And out of all the people, all of Irish people that have gone to North America, less people have been to Sligo. Less people again have been to Tipperary. Less again to Mead. Now that'll be on Mead going, typical dubs, they think we're on another planet. Once you go out of the M50, they think it's easier to go to Boston than Slane.
Yeah, he's quite angry. It could have something to do with the Leinster semi-final, but maybe not, you know.
Hey, I'm not saying that against Mead. But jeepers, that, how did you just do that? And then the least visited place, so more people, get this for a statistic, more people have been to Asia, more Irish people, than have been to Leitrim. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, I mean, you have said many times that Leitrim doesn't exist. It's a fictional county.
And now I'm starting to really think we're seeing proof here.
That could be the reason.
There's more. Look around. Whatever room you're in now, whatever people you're with, right? No matter where you are in Ireland,
yeah.
Look around the room. More of them have been in China than have been to Carrick and Shannon.
Wow.
Isn't that an amazing statistic? You know, they've more, like, literally
Leitrim,
more.
What's Leitrim called? Leitrim is in the Wee County, is it? No.
No.
I don't know what that
that's
is.
Loud. That's Loud.
Oh, right,
Dundalk,
okay.
That's the Wee County.
Right.
Yeah, no, Leitrim's just like the fictional
the pretend county.
The fictional county. The tax non-existent yeah. address county.
Wow.
How
so
the,
more
what
people have travelled.
Do we even wear if we play GAA county?
Irish people, more Irish people have gone all the way to Asia.
Yeah.
All the Asian nations, rather than just... Actually,
yeah. Well, isn't that a bizarre thing?
And we've done this before about what Leitrim has as a tourist attraction, haven't we?
Yes.
What did we find?
We didn't get anything.
Did we not?
No, we didn't
Nothing.
Get anything. No.
Right.
No,
okay. That's harsh.
Yeah.
That's
smallest
harsh.
Coastline in Ireland. Not
so. What I'm
sell.
Saying is, they won't be gone with the kind of what has Asia got that we don't have?
Everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They can't
Could
pull
be a
that
struggle.
One. Yeah. They can't even go. What's Roscommon got that we haven't got? You know, so poor old Leitrim. It just,
it's
just
bottom of the
we're
pile.
We're a very small island. We're a very yeah. small island. Now, we do like to look outwards. Granted, we do like to go outwards. We have a tradition of travelling. We have a tradition of going other places, seeing the rest of the world. We just don't have a tradition of going to Leitrim for any reason whatsoever.
Mind you, to be fair, right, in Ireland, there is the thing. People say they you know, travel in Ireland or holiday in Ireland or whatever. They do tend to be the same spots, though, don't they? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you would
I'm sure there's a, I'm sure there's a lot of counties.
Yeah.
That, you know, don't really get, you know, you don't immediately think of as, even for weekends away or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Irish counties.
Yeah.
Oh, there's loads of them. Oh, there's loads of them, yeah. I don't want to name them all because
no.
they're doing their best. But let you think of, like, here's another one, right? Here's another county that suffers. Here's another statistic. More Irish people have been to Africa, somewhere in Africa, than Monaghan.
Yeah, not, like, you see, again, Monaghan would have been one of the ones that came to mind. As in, you know, we get away for the weekend or whatever. Like, you know, and it's kind of, you know, Galway, Cork, Clare, you know, maybe we'll go up north, you know, whatever.
Monaghan's quite like a lot of African states, and that is, there's a border and there's, you know, it's inland there. There's a lot of inland countries in Africa. What else? I have to say now,
of all the ways I thought this conversation might go, you comparing Monaghan to Africa.
I'm trying to think of a selling point for it. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a selling point. It's not working. I'm trying to think of a selling point for Monaghan.
Well, it's nearer than Africa. Yeah, that's quite a thing to
there
put
you go.
There. Monaghan.
That should be
nearer than Africa.
Nearer. Yeah, nearer than Africa.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
PJ's about to reveal to me, he said, what my problem is. Now, you might say to yourself, this could take a while. There's quite a few problems to choose from.
I was thinking that myself, but
What he means is why he has risen the ranks to become the superstar that he is.
You're an awful agent.
And whereas I have been left, I not only have I not climbed the ladder, I haven't even seen the ladder. Nobody even showed me where the ladder was. I'm still looking for the ladder.
Well, I...
And PJ says he knows the reason why.
I'm not even saying... I'm just saying that I have come across a story that says, how do you behave in work? Are you wondering why you haven't gotten a promotion in the workplace? And they list out the primary reasons why you're not progressing on, why you're not getting a promotion.
Wow. Have either of us ever had a... What would be a promotion?
What would be a promotion?
In the radio business.
For you? Probably a settlement, a claim against emotional damage.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So apart from a large redundancy package,
claim for emotional damage, that's about as close as you'll ever get.
In any of our jobs, have we ever had anything that would rate as a promotion?
No, I've been asked to leave.
I was a manager once.
You were a manager.
There was nobody else in the department. I was on my own. But I was a manager.
Yeah, you know, I know a few people like that. Yeah. I'm head of this thing. You're like, are you? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Who else is in it?
Just me.
Well, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur.
I'm in charge of doing all the things.
Yeah, I know one fella said he was an entrepreneur. He was selling Chinese head massagers out of a cardboard box. Anyway, there you go. So you check your phone in meetings, right? You check your phone in your meetings. If you do that, it may not be so bad. You might be checking in. About work, but if you're seen doing it in a meeting, people will see you as being disengaged, and therefore when it comes up they'll say, what do you think about Jim? They might even not consciously think about it. They'll think, he's just something about him, he's never fully in the room. I've heard that said about myself. Then
it doesn't have to be meetings. Sometimes you could be actively doing your job
and looking at
somebody be just on the phone all the time.
But sure, you know what I mean, sometimes it's better to not be really fully involved, I think. I always find you're too good at your job. Believe it or not, this is a huge one. So you're so good at your job that they say, Jim is brilliant at his job, we should probably promote him up. And then they go, but no way, so the whole department would fall apart without him.
You know something, you actually said this. You've never ever said Jim is so good at his job. No, what you have said is, though, you've worked with many people who they were promoted out of the way. They were terrible at their job and they actually got a promotion just to move them out.
They promote you, you fail upwards.
Yeah.
I've worked in places, you fail upwards. So you're really terrible at what you do. You're in everyone's way. You're getting nothing done.
Yeah.
They can't get rid of you. You've been there too long. There's too much of a fuss. So they say, you're now, like that, the head of the room over there on your own.
Yeah.
You'll work half the hours and we'll give you a pay rise just so they don't have to see you anymore. And they're like, thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. And they've literally failed upwards.
Whereas the lad who's worked his socks off,
they go,
we can't do without him.
Yeah, yeah.
If we give him, if he's a manager of it,
exactly.
Who are we going to get to replace him?
Exactly. That's why I'm very determined to always be second best in this show, Jim. Very determined. You know.
Are you trying to get promoted out of the way?
Well, no. I'm just trying to make sure that if anything goes wrong, it's your fault.
Brilliant. Well done.
And then you don't go to after work drinks, the socialising thing. It's
We're very bad on that.
Very bad at
that. Well, I mean, I do live in almost another country.
Well, and you get up at 3 o'clock. You get up before the werewolf goes out in your area. I mean, you can't be expected to.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for that.
People come into us and they say, what are you doing eating tuna sandwiches at 8 o'clock in the morning? Because it's lunchtime. It's lunchtime, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's, you focus, there's, your clothes are making you invisible. Believe it or not, this is one. Your clothes are making you invisible. So if you wear blacks or greys or all that, and you don't sort of stand out, especially in a busy work environment.
Yeah.
You can tend to go unnoticed.
I'm literally wearing grey today.
Yeah,
I cannot believe you.
No, this doesn't count for you. You look like you're wearing grey because you're trying to get away with a crime. It's different with you.
What is this? I haven't committed a crime ever in my
entire
life.
I know.
You're perpetrating this drive-by Jimmy, football hooligan.
Yeah, well, that's
kind of general criminal, kind of underworld character. I'm as pure as the driven slush.
Yeah, that's true. He is as pure as slush. He is. But if you see them coming, you'd still be going, this drive, but you'd be like, you'd expect your voice to be, all right, mate. What's the guy on down this?
Well, so I'm invisible wearing my grey jumper, am I?
What are you wearing? You are wearing grey, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a great man but you love a brown and a grey and a wine. You love all them, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think I've worn a brown in a while.
Ah, well, maybe it's just your skin then. Maybe it's just him, yeah.
Right, okay.
Maybe it's just him.
So basically what you're saying is I need to be more like you used to be and
bold
wear...
Bold prints.
An elaborate bold print.
Bold prints, yeah, right. Yeah, maybe bold
I
prints.
I need a couple... What did you used to have? Seagulls or something on your...
Seagulls. I used to love my seagull top, yeah.
Or whatever. And a leopard.
And
or a tiger or something.
Yeah, yeah, the one with the tiger down the sleeve. That was
and a giant horse. Remember that?
I loved a horse.
Yeah. I'd giant wearing... animal print that will get you noticed in the workplace, will it?
And then... not being able to handle stress or conflict. So I suppose that's fair enough, you know. And I mean, that's fair. I mean, nobody, in fairness, handles stress or conflict better than you. It's your entire life of stress and conflict, really, isn't it?
I wouldn't say handle it now.
I think you do.
I don't know if sitting under your desk is handling it.
I don't, yeah, well, I suppose it depends.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
I think you handle it very well. I do. I think you handle it very well. I know from looking at you that you're very rarely happy at all. And it's sometimes, if you didn't know you well, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. Sure, I can see it even more. Every time I talk, you're wincing and you're in pain and everything. But you never say it. You never say it.
You're quite an insightful guy, you are.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be talking to Jim and it's like somebody's firing shots at him. But he's still there. He's still there. He says, okay. He just keeps saying, okay. Please go away. Please.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
We have discussed in the past things that, we used to refer to them as mild crimes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
There was the thing, we had the famous one in Wales where, you know, the gnome was stolen. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then returned.
And then returned because the person who stole it felt guilty after 50 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, they're technically crimes.
Technically crimes, but sometimes they're not crimes at all.
Exactly.
And you may have seen the guards, the Gardaí, they had a sort of a big conference for the GRA in Killarney last week, you know. And they were at their conference and they were... talking about some of the calls that they received that they really don't believe they should be responding to.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's hard not to support them on it. Like, honestly.
Aren't even mild crimes. These are just...
They're not crimes at all.
Right.
They're not crimes at all. And guards are being... They're feeling like they have to respond to these things because... They come under such criticism for not responding to calls.
Right.
And that they turn up.
So give us an example.
Right, so here's an example. During the year, a man opened a packet of crisps on a bus. And a woman next to him says, put them away, they smell off them. And he says, I won't put them away, I'm eating my crisps. And she says, oh, I'm calling the guards. And he was like, call the guards, I don't care. What do you expect? Oh, you think I'm messing? And they called the guards. And the guards had to stop the bus in Galway. And in fairness, the guard got there and says, what seems to be the problem? I don't know who said this to the guard. The driver, whoever, says, there's a fella who won't put a packet of cheese and onion crisps away. And the guard, in fairness, says, I'm not getting involved in this.
Right.
This is ridiculous. You know, and so he complained
about it. It was a woman. It wasn't... Obviously, the driver... Like, there's no rule. Am I missing something
there's
here?
There's no rule. No, you're right. There is no rule that was broken.
So just your woman's
somebody
offense...
Somebody just felt so entitled. Yeah.
Wow.
Just someone thought that, I don't have to smell anything. I shouldn't have to smell anything. And if I do, the guards should be arresting people who are making me smell things.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there was another one. A woman rang and she says, I'm outside a pub in Killarney and there's a pheasant, a suspicious looking pheasant in the car park. I mean, what are they supposed to do with that?
A suspicious looking pheasant
is running around the
I wouldn't mind if it was a fine, upstanding pheasant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? A pillar of the community.
He's not a pheasant.
But he looks a bit suspect to me.
He's not a local pheasant. I haven't seen this fella around.
A suspicious looking pheasant.
A pheasant was suspiciously walking around the car park in Killarney. Yeah.
How does a pheasant look unsuspicious?
Well, I suppose maybe he wasn't a pigeon. I don't know. I really don't know.
Wow.
It's mad, isn't it? And another woman
surely
called.
Surely you'd assume. If somebody rang that, you'd think, I'd hang up on them. I think they're taken there.
Yeah, you'd be there. This isn't. Yeah. And that's the thing. You can't just go. It's a wild animal. It's a pheasant. It's not doing any harm to anyone. You can't say you big idiot.
Right.
Because they're stuck in this, zone where they have to respond to things. And then there was another woman says, well, I need you, the guards now, to come around. I think my dog is suicidal, right? And they went around and the dog was completely and utterly nothing wrong with it at all. And now I don't know what she said to the guy. Maybe she says he's just walking around. He seems like he's in a bad mood or whatever. I don't know. First of all,
suicidal.
If you've worried about it, worries about
it. What was he trying to, like?
She said he just wasn't himself.
Wasn't like he was trying to, he wasn't clawing at the drawers to get it.
No. He wasn't himself. Sure,
or the medicine cabinet.
She probably had the dog driven mad as well.
To be fair, yeah.
But the dog was not indeed suicidal. In fact,
that's good to know.
Nobody was. But again, what are the cards? They've been called out because somebody said as well, a neighbour rang and says, come here, there's a bird's nest on the house across from mine. Right? And they're gone on holidays. And the guards are like, what do you want? What are we supposed to do with that? I'm just letting you know. What if they can't get out? Or
who can't get out?
The birds. I don't know. What if the birds can't get out?
There's nobody there.
You're going to have to kick the doors in.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
The 80s, of course, which is making a comeback, believe it or not. I don't mean specifically 80s music. I actually mean 80s in general. Believe it or not, even when it comes to, and it was a much maligned kind of decade, wasn't it, for all sorts of design and fashion things.
Oh, very much so.
It apparently, and actually we were talking about DIY the other day. Apparently, even in the world of DIY, the 80s, of all things, is making a comeback.
Yeah, it's mad. But believe it or not, some people are trying to bring back some of the interior design ideas when it comes to your DIY and all of that in the home.
Yeah.
And make that. Maybe it's a sort of nostalgia. Maybe there's people now sort of banging around in their 50s who go, you know what, I was all that in 1985. I want to feel alive like I'm in 1985 again.
Wow, look at you with your cool street talk there.
Yeah, it's not quite the groovy cat lingo of the 70s, but you know, it's not far away. So maybe it's that type of thing. People who are, you know, able to afford to throw a few quid into the house are now going back into doing the old avocado-coloured bathroom suites.
Wow.
You know, those things to...
That's a bold, that's brave decisions there. Going back with the...
Yeah, you know, remember those? You used to go in and the carpet in the bathroom is making a small comeback. It is.
No.
It is. I was in Des Kelly myself actually only, about 6 months ago. And I remember saying to the young lad that was working there, says, are people ever do that anymore? And he goes, in fairness to him, won't mention which one or anything. And he just goes, yeah, they do. And it's disgusting, he goes. I only sold one there recently.
Because I mean,
coming back.
What about a fashion thing or a design thing? The idea, like, you know, has anybody ever heard of hygiene and all?
No, they don't want cold feet. To be damned with hygiene. I don't want cold feet. Yeah.
So it's coming back.
And the avocado bathroom. Do you remember you go into someone's house and it looked like you just walked into a cabbage? It was just all these, this awful dark.
There was avocado and there was
the pale blue.
Yeah, and the orangey one.
And the orangey one was. And there was a wild pink one as well.
Pink,
it was a wild pink
was.
Bathrooms that you could get.
So people who are DIYing, you know, who are deciding to take on their own sort of sprucing up of their houses.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just cheaper, is it? Maybe you pick up an old avocado bath, it's cheaper than anything
else. I don't think you can. You'd nearly have to have it specialised at this point. And also wood chip wallpaper. Remember that horrible wallpaper that the kids would always be in trouble because they'd pick off with their fingers?
What do you mean, the kids? Like you weren't one of the kids who did that.
Okay.
We all did that.
There
was never any wood left in your wood chip.
No.
If it was in a kid's bedroom.
You'd be sticking pens through it and everything.
Unless you painted it with that really ridiculous heavy paint that's probably illegal now. It's probably so full of lead or whatever that it was painted over that you wouldn't have got a chisel through the paint.
Yeah, that's right. The kid, if he touched it, he'd be stuck to it.
Yeah.
You have to get the fire brigade
around. That was
around.
The only way you were keeping the wood in your wood chip.
That was it, yeah. And it was the flocked wallpaper is making a comeback. Do you remember that?
The bouncy stuff.
It would be a real deep colour.
Mm.
Real deep colour. And then maybe a golden sort of paisley design or silver on it. Yeah, and real bouncy and fluffy.
Yeah, you could push it in and it'd come back out.
You could put your head against it and go to sleep, standing up.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. It was like being in a padded cell, really, wasn't it, of sorts?
It was, yeah. The 80s was, you know, a good time to have a padded cell for home for a lot of people, to be fair. And Artex ceilings and lino and Pebble Dash.
Artex ceilings?
Remember Pebble Dash? What was ever the point of Pebble Dash? Who wanted a sharp house? I'd like my house to hurt if I put my hand against it.
Yeah.
Was essentially the idea of Pebble Dash.
Mind you, to be honest with you, Artex ceilings.
Yeah.
Like, that was a weird thing as well. You know what I mean? Because even if you...
Lovely ceiling.
Because if you were having... Yeah, but also, you know, again, they could be quite sharp. You know, if you were having a birthday party, balloons would be gone. You know what I mean? They'd be gone. You know, and God forbid if you did that thing with a child where, you know, a small child where you'd, you know, that whoosh them up in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
they'd be stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, we gave them the bumps. He needed 8 stitches.
Yeah, exactly that.
That type of thing,
exactly
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. And
plus
then,
the fact that when you if you change your mind about an Artex ceiling, it's not like you paint over it. The whole ceiling has to come down.
You have to knock the house down.
Yeah.
To knock the house down.
So if you've got an Artex ceiling, wood chip wallpaper.
And pebble dash.
And pebble dash, basically just burn it.
Burn the house. I'm going to redecorate. Okay, well, do you want me to come round and we start the fire? That was the only way to do it.
Yeah.
It was the only way to do it.
And now they want to bring it back.
And now they want to bring it back. And synthetic wood as well. Do you remember there was a lot of fake wood going on?
Oh my God, synthetic.
Do you remember all the synthetic wood? It was plastic that looked like wood.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't want real wood. That was... I don't know why you didn't want real wood. It had to be very obvious. There was lots of synthetics in the 80s. Synthetic
That's
leathers,
true.
Synthetic woods, synthetic, yeah. Even synthetics there was for a while.
Yeah.
We don't know what it was made
People
out of.
People would put giant slabs of plastic on their wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was, you know, meant to look like wood, but effectively wasn't.
But not to the point that it was convincing.
Not at all, no.
You'd be there going to see the McCabes are after getting real wood in the wall.
Sure, how are they going to wipe that
down? Jesus, there'd be a good luck with the cleaning of that with us and our lumpy ceilings.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.